How much did you get from the donations? Was it about, I thought it was like 19. How much did you get back?
Last time they tried it, like $18,000.
That's what I thought. I thought it was really high.
Yeah,
Okay. I'm sorry, and then you said two mail drops at 80? Oh, this was
40 and 40, yes, a total of 80.
Okay, and how many days did you, I'm sorry, I had to step away for a second. I have some things I had to take care of. But anyway, so how many, did you say how many days?
I didn't say how many days. I was looking in the budget, but on the development schedule in line, unless you can tell me where to look, I didn't see anything on the development support tab that indicated the number of days of on-air fundraising.
Yeah, it's not there. It's not part of the budget packet. But the days are variable. But they usually, if the pass is any guide, the October drive runs 21 days. And the winter drive has a mini drive, which runs for 2 or 3 days, Martin Luther King's birthday. And it has days that would run 20 to 25 days. And then a similar count for the spring. Summer drive, I think, is less, although I've seen them go anywhere from 14 days, 8 to 14 days in the summer, sometimes longer.
So the last count that I had was about 90 days of fundraising. Is that still, I mean, is that what's also in the budget for 08?
They don't actually do it by days, but it would be something like, using the numbers I just used, to be about 77 days. 21 days for the winter. Let's call it 24 days for the combined mini in January plus the regular drive for 24. Then 21 in the spring. And then let's just say another 21 in the summer. That would be 87 days. But they don't usually run 21 in the summer. So it would be somewhere between 80 and 87 days. And they reduced, by the way, their drive numbers. They were usually going with a $950,000 drive numbers. And they're not. They're going $800,000 or so for the first drive. $850,000 for the first drive.
Right,
$750,000, $875,000, $760,000 for the third drive, and then $500,000 for the fourth drive. So they reduced the drive goals from the norm of 950 a drive down considerably, and they're looking at, as I said, the off-air stuff. So it is in the packet, so you folks can have a look at what is being projected. Remember that support, however.
Yeah, it's like 180 in the listener support, but a total of 260 in total income.
Yeah, you remember
that.
That
community event of 55,000.
Yeah, they're now adding an on-air for the HD. That may be a day or two. So that's where that revenue is going to come from. So it's not sort of listener support in the norm sense. They're going to do an on-air around the HD transmitter.
And in terms of staff, we're looking at total staff of about 37 people, 19 full-time, 10 identified as part-time, and another 5 identified as half-time. Now, the difference between part-time and half-time, I'd have to, Lonnie, maybe you can add something to that. Then they have 3 seasonal/temp positions.
They have a lot of hourlies for these engineers to stay there.
Yeah. Right.
So that's where we get more variability with WBAI on the engineering staff, because they have a more rich engineering staff at night than other stations, and we've talked about that with them. They've got the equivalent of 6 or 7 part-time engineers.
So when you guys get us the budget for an actual vote, can you send us something with the support tabs? The development worksheet would be helpful. Also, the cash flow, if the AI has worked one up, I think is critical given its cash position.
Yeah, the cash flow is not good at WBAI, needless to say.
I mean, we need to make sure you're going to be able to make payroll over there.
Yeah.
So we need to see that with the budget.
There's a cash flow that's been done.
Right.
And probably a calendar for those fund drives if you're adding days. I don't know if that's part. It's part of the development worksheet if you put it in. It's not if you leave it vague, but I mean, the draft I'm looking at shows 180,000 in increased listener support. Boy, when you got no money in the bank, counting on an increase, that's, I mean, it may be all you can do, but that's risky.
The 180 is a comparative, where you're comparing, what's the original, what are you comparing that to, the current budget?
Forecast for this year is 2.412 million.
Oh, yes, in the, right.
Budget
Lonnie
for next year, 2.592.
Yeah, as I said, they're adding on air for the HD drive to raise the match money, so that's where the bulk of that money is coming from. Without it, they'd be flat.
And what month is that?
Yeah, I haven't gotten a month yet, but that's part of finishing up this budget process.
So those added days of fundraising, they would be solely for the purposes of that HD transmitter.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't be getting spent ahead of the fund drive.
Right. Right. They're trying to raise the match money on the air, telling listeners that's what the purpose of it is. Pretty much like KPFK did when they needed a transmitter.
Okay. I still haven't received anything on either Terrace or anything from PFW. And I went and I refreshed my AOL, and no, I haven't gotten anything.
I haven't either. I'm looking.
Also,
so
the other question, it looks like your CPB is identical in 2008 and 2007. You might want to check to make sure that's not an error.
Yeah, it's a placeholder until we get the new CPB money.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
You don't know what the formula is yet?
No, nobody knows. Yeah, we've been asking.
Okay.
They've been stalling.
Okay. I sent that to National Finance Group. Let me send it again. I'm sorry. I'll send it to the addresses that you used earlier.
Okay. So
just in terms of what the expectation is that the LSB, from the LSB, where do we go from here now?
They need to have a date where they can meet and review the budget and presumably approve it. We need to know for purposes of, you know, consolidating this for the rest of the budget by the 20th, which is not all that far away, 7 days, a week.
Well, I would go ahead and consolidate this in, because I don't see much in the way of any major changes. Like as I indicated, they were just about to approve it. So, but I will let them know that.
Yeah, my audit won't let me include an unapproved budget. That's the problem.
Well, we were going to take an unapproved budget if the LSB didn't approve it. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, that was on the table that management was going to submit the budget anyway. So.
Yeah, but that's
the
exception.
What was the fulfillment? I mean, you were... that's the comment. I'm sorry, when I stepped away, I wanted to make a comment. I remember, I don't know, Lonnie, you'll know that at one point there was work from the national office in order to improve fulfillment at BAI. But again, BAI's fulfillment is what is it... In the current year for fund drives, I mean, I see that's a target that you're trying to do to make these numbers happen. So in the budget for 08, what is your fulfillment rate that you have in the budget now?
I think it's 82%.
And what has it been? It was like
78.
That's over the life of the fund drive, not just the current fiscal year.
Right. Well, what happened was that 3 years ago, when we were focusing on fund development, we sent Phil out to Gator from our office. He went to WBI, got the fulfillment rate up 83%. From then, it was 74. Going to do that again. The other change on the fulfillment drive is asking the program development, Bernard has said he will personally supervise the fund development, the fulfillment manager directly, because the person was apparently fairly unsupervised, told us there was some uncertainty.
So, what
so
does,
that's a change.
Rudy, can you just tell us, what does a fulfillment manager do?
Get the premiums out. That's the responsibility, get the premiums out. And, you know, when people aren't, when, you know, when members aren't happy, you have to try to work with them to keep them happy. With a premium, you know, sometimes we've had premiums that weren't delivered as promised, so you have to somehow get the person who pledged, you know, mm-hmm. try to get them something else that's going to, you know, make them a satisfied customer.
But premiums only go out after a pledge has been fulfilled. I mean,
well,
here the biggest factor is getting the invoices out as fast as possible.
Yeah, same thing. That's a part of it too. The invoices.
Okay, so it's managing the fund room, the drive room, the staff. I mean, does that person do that, or there's another person that does that? I mean, they're kind of like basic things. If I look at KPFA, right, the person gets the invoices, working with the Memphis people, they get the invoices out. They fulfill the once the premium is paid, they fulfill that, and they're constantly involved in planning and managing the fund drives along with the programmers and with management staff. So when you just said fulfillment manager, that's why I was looking at it seemed like a selected, very narrow focus without all the other things that make it happen.
Yeah, it's exactly the way it is at KPFA. Same setup. You have a Memphis person who's entering the pledges, managing the database. You have the fulfillment director who is managing invoices, seeing that those invoices are get out the door in a timely way, et cetera, et cetera. But also, someone who is handling the physical handling of those premiums. So they got three or four people that work in the premiums department.
Three or four?
I mentioned the premiums.
Does this also work like K? Are you familiar with how K works, Lonnie?
Yeah, it's pretty similar to K. Pretty similar. They all sort of work the same way. They all use the same MIMSIS system. They all have basically the same task that has to be done.
But in terms of fulfillment, Terry, do you know the fulfillment rate for K?
I believe we're normally around 82%.
Have you seen an improvement over the last couple of drives, or is it just steady?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay. We've talked about this some also about in terms of economies of scale. Like, if there's a station that's doing this really well and getting the premiums that's needed and getting them out quickly, is there some way we can do some type of using this, whatever the process is most effective, use that throughout this station?
Laverne, it sounds like that's what we're doing. I mean, we have a 90 to 91% fulfillment rate here. The person who set up our fulfillment system is Phil Asageda.
Yeah,
huh?
Phil is very knowledgeable.
KPFA's fulfillment rate is between 90 and 91%, depending on the drive.
Right,
set up the system we have for getting pledges into MEMSIS quickly and getting invoices out the door as fast as possible and then coming through in our premium fulfillment is Phil Asageda. That's who they're talking about sending out to New York.
Okay, so... the whole point is that do we have a plan to make the fulfillment rate? Lina, you do have a plan for Phil to go to BAI like he did 3 years ago? So he said he went, improved it, and then it decreased, it deteriorated, and then you're going to send it to do it again?
Yeah, precisely. Do the same thing and try to make sure that it gets up and stays up. That's the goal. He's capable of doing it. Phil is quite able. He worked well with the WBI staff. But, you know, two years in between and the rate has gone down again.
Okay. You know, the concern still, in fact, all of you guys got an email from one of the members of the LSB kind of analyzing the budget also. So there's definitely still concerns I see about BAI. So, Baruti and Lani, what do you think is the what do you think we should do? I mean, what is the motion, or what should we do with BAI at this time?
I think that the budget is one thing, cash flow is another, and we need to analyze the cash flow and bring it back. Rudy, we just need to go through the cash flow.
Okay.
We'll have to come up with a cash flow plan, too. Not just a budget plan, but a cash flow plan. We have a budget plan, but what we don't have is a cash flow plan, and that is managing cash is the number one job. Budget can look great. Cash flow can be terrible. So you need to have a way to manage those the cash. Otherwise, it is the budget not that important. It's the cash that's important.
Okay, so how do you want to propose a motion on this for now, Lonnie? Are we looking at perhaps a movement by the 19th meeting?
Well, we don't need a motion here. We're just giving feedback. What we have is something we can vote on before the PNB meeting, either vote it up, vote it down, or vote it through with provisions.
We had a motion before in terms of moving the budget, so why shouldn't we have one now?
Well, it's not before us right now. I'm not putting it up for approval right now. I'm saving that for the meeting on the 19th.
Okay. So
what do we have to...
Go ahead.
I just want to be clear in terms of what the expectations are from the LSB between now and the next National Finance Committee meeting. Because I'm just saying I don't think there are going to be any changes in the numbers. So what do you want the LSB to do?
When will they meet next? That's my craft question. You don't know right now when they will meet?
Yeah, I do know. There's a meeting scheduled for Tuesday. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there. I'm going to be out of town, but that shouldn't stop the process. I mean, if something needs to be addressed, then it has to be addressed. But I just want to communicate to the LSB, what they if anything that they have to do at the next meeting, because I mean, other than the fact that just formalizing the actual passing of the budget. I don't think there's any expectations that we need. I don't think they're thinking that we have to do anything with the numbers, but.
Well, go ahead, Lonnie, because I think that the issue again is that we seem to be in the same position as we were like last week or the last meeting. It's the crisis of the cash flow in terms of the end of this year or the end of the first quarter and cash flow directly translate to meeting the payroll at the end of the year. So if we can get the cash flow, get the analysis and the plan or the worksheet for that, that should impact, that should impact your plan, your numbers here. So I don't know. So what we're asking for from management and whether the LSB approves it or not is just a question. I mean, you said you won't be there, so it's like, What are we going to be presented with?
So, Lonnie, is your position that despite the fact of having a surplus of $125,000, because our budget is really essentially a cash budget. I mean, there's no accrued income in there. All the income that's in there is cash that's expected to be in house, as it's outlined in the budget. But I mean, I guess part of it is going to be where are we going to be at the end of the fiscal year? I mean, are we going to be in a positive cash position obviously that's going to impact that quote-unquote $125,000 surplus. I mean, if we don't have enough cash at the end of the year, then we start the year with a problem, which being in a positive situation next year may not be sufficient.
I think really the first step is to have the LSB follow through and approve the budget, even if it's on the 20th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I think for the 19th, maybe you and I and Robert can get together and bring, so I'm in a position to bring to the 19th, a cash flow budget so that too can be looked at. So I think it's important to do that as well.
Brian here.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, my take on this, I mean, you guys are in a horrible situation, right? This is not a great budget. I think it's a little reckless to count on fulfillment increasing until you've seen it increase. On the other hand, what are your alternatives, right? You can't just, I mean, you can only cut beyond a certain point and the station ceases to function. My concern is, with all the revenue assumptions you're making, what are the fallback plans here? I mean, I get if those extra couple days of fundraising for the HD upgrade don't pan out, well, maybe you just defer the HD upgrade or you don't do it. You keep using the transmitter you have. Not a great thing to do, but it's not the end of the world. My other question would be, if your fulfillment doesn't go up or doesn't go up in the amount you assume it will, what's the AI's fallback position? Because you don't have the cash on the bank to change, to take your time changing course. So I don't know. I mean, I'm really torn on this. I wish I could propose solutions beyond just sniping. I'm going to need to see, personally going to need to see a cash flow projection in order to be able to vote on this. And the development worksheet would be good, too.
Chair, this is Jane. Can you hear me?
Sure. Jane, go ahead.
No, I have to go off the call. Hopefully that email has come through. That's sufficient for my report from W. So I'll join you all on the 19th.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the 19th.
Thank you.
Okay, Jane.
Okay. So we've already laid out that right, you have to present a cash flow, and the cash flow will I mean, that will determine, again, the budget, because I mean, if it's not realistic, and so therefore there has to be some further changes in the budget to make it happen. And the other issues that we talked about before, as far as the legal, and also as far as central services and what has, you know, I think it was about $90,000 was said for central services that were not, that has not been transferred to national office, and another 90 or so in legal. So all of those things, you know, if those things are not there, you know, the budget is still, you know, there's still some major issues here. So, you know, again, we just seem to be kind of like, you know, there's some changes that have been made in terms of the making the half month reserve. But, you know, whether it's realistic, you know, we don't know. I mean, there's really serious concerns. So I guess, you know, we'll continue to next week, and we just need to put in, you know, like Rudy says, we need to know what we're asking of management in order to present to the LSB. So, but the LSB's role is always the same, to either vote the budget up or down. So, again, what do we want management to a cash flow for 2008. In fact, we really need it for 18 months.
18 months would be very difficult, but 2008 is very possible, because we got closing numbers for 2007 and projected numbers for 2008. So.
Okay, and based on the cash flow in terms of, you know, the outcome is, then you'll have to work with them on the budget itself.
Yeah, well, the cash flow, once we look at the cash flow, we'll be able to see where things go from there.
Exactly. So you're going to work with the IGM, Robert Scott Adams, and the business manager?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll have some notice, so we'll have some idea. Today is Thursday, so we'll have some idea before the meeting on the 19th.
I've got to look at it and see how it works out.
Okay.
Maybe I have some CPB numbers.
Is there more discussion? I still don't have the KPFK cash. I don't have anything, so.
Really? You didn't get Jane's email? She sent it at 7:27.
Okay, yeah, I have it. Here it is right here. Okay, I did refresh. I have an email.
I think we should go back to KPFK now.
But I don't have the KPFK K. Okay, fine. I think I can go into Yahoo now and find it.
Oh, you know what? I don't see you on. You must have dropped off her list. Let me forward it to you.
On Yahoo? Oh no, I'm not on that list because I didn't get it.
I'm going to send it to your Barnwell account right now.
Barnwell, yes.
It'll take a minute because it's a big file.
Okay.
No, it's not a huge file.
Okay, so are we clear on what we do for Lani and Baruti, what the plan is, the actions are?
Yeah, we're going to look at the cash flow, see what the implications are for the budget. And that LSB will look at passing and approving the budget on the 20th.
Lani, I mean, how are you feeling about that proposal so far?
KPFA. I don't care. I mean, WBAI.
BAI, yeah.
It's a serious problem. It's a serious problem. There's no getting around it.
Yeah, and the point is that, you know, we can get the budget the way we need it to look, but whether it's achievable is the major question. And if it's not achievable, then it goes back to the discussion that you and I had about KPFK and A, that we really need to look at a plan to stop the bleeding. And to be able to all the ideas that you have in terms of a plan, if we want to use the term strategic plan over the next 5 years, we need some help for us to gather that and to make that happen. And particularly now that we're in this transition period with our ED, I mean we have to stop avoiding this and get to the business of Pacifica rather than the extra. Governmental stuff that we have been pursuing.
Yeah, I think we need to get down to running a radio network and solve a real problem.
Isn't that a novel approach? But
yeah,
can we just go to PFW then, because until I can pull up the case stuff, that would help. And everyone
K,
has
right?
Jane's email.
I'm looking at Kay's cash flow right now. That's the one we want to go to.
Okay, I don't have that yet. Can we just do PFW until I can bring up Kay?
Well, Jane's gone.
Jane's gone, so.
We can still discuss it. It's okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
Liney has a position on this.
Yeah, I just think that they're the same. They've got to work out the questions that the LSB has around the cost of the gala. The rest of KPFK, WPFW's budget, I'm not alarmed about. They have $438,000 in the bank at the start of the fiscal. Their cash flow, their bank balance is averaging $620,000. So finances is not an issue at W, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that issue? It's questions on this particular gala. And that is not a threatening or life-threatening sort of issue for that station. Yeah, there are questions. Yeah, they have to be answered. Yeah, we have to work on them. But I think that between now, if the LSB... you know, meets and deals with the budget presented to them, then we'll be ready on the 19th. That's the key for me.
Okay.
As management gets together the answers to the questions, the LSB meets. I can't remember when she said they'd be meeting. When was that WPFW?
24th,
so they're meeting a little late.
Yeah, because they weren't really sure. They had mentioned to me I wasn't really sure in terms of the time. And when I talked to them, I said they need to. The timing has to be so that you can get the budget, so you can consolidate. But you start before the week before the PNB meeting. You start.
It means that I have to drag the WPFW. Assuming the WPFW board passes the budget on the 24th, so 2 days later, 3 days later, we're in presentation mode at the. I guess I could put it up, since we're going to do the budget separately anyway. I guess I would throw it on a PowerPoint but the board members will not have seen it in advance, and many of them won't like that.
Unless you can just send it out by email, and it won't be in the package.
Yeah, I may have to do that if it transpires that way. I'll just send it out separately in the email and say, please add it to your board packet.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would work. And since that should be the only one.
Oh, that's the only thing I can think of, but we must have a budget, so one way or another. We need all the budgets, and we can't have all of them but one. So maybe that's the plan. We'll find out on the 24th what they have done, and then include it the next day in an email to the board to be added to their packet. But the packet will have gone out the Friday before, the Thursday before.
Okay, quick question on PFW now. The FTEs for PFW, what is it, around 8?
Yeah,
that's the number
they don't have very many. They've added 2.
Yeah. about, I think Ron said he did, I think it was 6 to 8, the last number that I recall.
Right. They're going to adding an arts and crafts, I mean an art and music person too, that may go to 9. They haven't done it yet.
Uh-huh. And so that was the other thing about BAI. I mean, the questions on the board, on the PNB, was that there were some positions that were in the plan for BAI for 07, and they had not been fulfilled, and so there was a question of whether those positions would still be there. So, Baruti, what is the position that is in the budget on the unfilled positions in 07, if they're going to carry over to 08 to actually hire those people?
No, there are no new positions. The development director was eliminated. That was the only position that was
okay. That
was in the budget for 06-07 that hadn't been filled, and that position has been removed from the budget.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there was some concern about that on PNB. Okay.
And also too, well, just from a union perspective too, the 4% pay increase has also not been budgeted for, so there's two issues that have to be addressed in terms of the union. The 4% pay increase, which was scheduled to go into effect on October 1st, mm-hmm. and not across the board, and a 5% reduction in salaries.
Right. Okay. All right. And so we'll just continue on in terms of see if there's any movement or if there's any update from PFW's LSB for the 19th meeting also. Lonnie, you'll be talking with them, right? And the gala thing is the thing.
Yeah, I think that can be cleared up.
So other than that, the question again, PFW, like you said, in terms of their cash, you're saying it's going from 438 to 620?
No, their average check bank balance is $620,000 on the year, been that way. And then they start the year with $438,000. Mm-hmm. So they're not in financial jeopardy. They got four times their average monthly expenses in reserve. So they're, you know, and they have a solid plan for their revenue they're going to raise. It's not even in this budget for the gala. They just got the expenses but not the revenue. So I'm not worried about that financially. I'm more just concerned about the communication between them and the LSB, the management and the LSB. That seems to be more of an issue.
It's kind of like an HR position is your... not really funny, but okay. So we can, if I can open this file, hopefully I can, we can move on to K. Or is there any other discussion? Okay, so why don't we just move back to K?
Now, I just opened up K, and it has the 18-month cash flow in here. And as I was pointing out, I guess the cash flow does verify it. It is that by year's end, they'll have a negative cash flow. And that'll be the end of their reserve, to put it that way. And that will bring them down, too. They need to have a plan for the follow-on year to recoup it. They'll have to come up with something. They've got 6 months to do it, but it's clear from what this is. They have to borrow, if you look at line 220, in this cash flow statement. Terry, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm looking for 220.
Yeah, line row 220.
Oh, from savings?
Yeah, they have to borrow $100,000 for savings, and that's about the end of their savings.
Mm-hmm.
To balance their budget. So,
you mean to have enough for October bills?
Yep. So that's their challenge. They can solve the problem by freezing salaries, okay? That is to say, not have the union increases go into effect, or have them only be postponed for 6 months. You hate to add to revenue, so you're looking at a reduction in expenses. You know, they have some time to think it over, and they've got, ordinarily with GM in place, you'd be working with a GM around the problem, but with the GM leaving, these are sort of up in the air. But as you can see, they'll need $100,000 in this budget, And remember, it says October 07. That's next month. So they're going to finesse it for a while, but you're going to have to dip into savings. That's what this cash flow is telling you.
Okay, and the alternative. So Terry, just in terms, were those was that as an alternative considered in terms of freezing salaries for Kay?
Yes, I think it was like a $65,000 savings if we did not apply the negotiated salary increase.
But you have to work with the union, and that takes time.
Hmm.
And with a no GM, that's a little bit more difficult. So you're going to have to look at what's possible with an interim GM, or I don't know. Maybe I'll have to come down, I guess, and we start planning with the team there about how that would be dealt with. Of course, that's strictly confidential. We're not saying it will happen. We're just saying that over the course of the year, a savings will be gone unless we plan to replenish it in some way.
Okay, so what is your direction, Lanya, or what are you going to attempt to do? Go back to the managing staff there at KPFK, and
I don't think with the union involvement, it'll take 2 or 3 months, even meetings, in order to, according to their contract, you have to consult, you have to give the union a chance to propose alternative solutions. That's time consuming, so I think that we're first quarter, nothing's going to happen. We have to basically see if we can get something in place, at least a plan, by the end of the first quarter. You'll have the first drive underneath, see about, see how that goes. But I don't think that anything can be done right now. But it does need a first quarter review and a look at how that savings issue could be tackled.
Okay. So, is there an action out of this?
Nothing more than a strong recommendation that the first quarter the station produce a plan for replenishing savings, or at least reducing the amount from paying back part of the savings that they will have used.
I mean, I look at this budget, and it looks like they're skating on thin ice, right? Because their cash balance is going to drop down to about $100,000 a couple times. In terms of their financial model, one of the reasons that's happening is because they're making a lot of capital spending, 280 this year against 90 the previous year, 130.
Yeah, they have a lot of capital spending.
So what you would hope for is that the capital's one-time investments, and the next year they're able to, running on the same model, run a little bit of a surplus.
Yes, I mentioned about one-time expenses.
There's just no cushion there.
Right.
If something
goes awry, you need to push the capital expenses over to next fiscal, which is to say 09. But that has to be planned for. So.
Yeah.
And that's the discussion that needs to take place.
So your recommendation is approval?
Yeah, I think we should approve it. I think that we on the Finance Committee should be clear that we, in the first quarter, need, as I was mentioning, a plan for replenishing savings, and that can come from any number of sources, but the management there will have to decide. And they need to produce, their plan.
Boy, I'm real nervous about that summer drive.
Yeah, it's a long way off, so we got some time.
Yeah, but it's just looking at the cash flow there, it's money you've kind of already spent.
Yeah, but see, the summer drive is, as I said, transmitter driven for K, and also for which could be postponed, and it also is money that ADA driven, since they're trying to put in an elevator, that capital thing. And that, too, could be postponed. So they have more flexibility than appears on the paper.
But But didn't you say there was some operating rolled into it too?
Yes, they can raise money on the operating side because these transmitters, not only just the cost of the transmitter, but some of the upgrades on the capital equipment side that you need to run them efficiently. But that produces more flexibility, not just hardship, because you are raising money for a capital item that listeners presumably have an interest in and are willing to support. And they have the flexibility of moving some of the expenses over into 09. That mean, but they just have to, you know, understand and be clear and make the plan to get it done that way. If they can't do it for whatever reason, then we know what needs to be done, and then you're back into, looking at other ways to reduce expenses or to postpone cash outlays.
Hmm. Okay, we're going to meet again on the 19th. So do you think there's going to be some movement before the 19th in terms of looking at the improving the cash flow in terms of working with management there at K?
Yeah, Eva and I are scheduled to meet on the 11th.
Okay,
we planned a meeting for this purpose.
So we just want to continue rather than at this time just do it like we're doing with W and with I.
I think there has to be some decision. Terry, what do you think?
Well, if we're not going to approve it at this meeting, then I would like at our next meeting to have a question answered that I couldn't provide details on, and that is when will our Malibu translator be up? And how long after we start broadcasting to that rich area before we are liable to see significant listener income as a result of the expense?
Yeah. Let me see.
Because that could be significant in increasing listener income, but the people that are newly in our broadcast area will have to, it'll take time for them to discover us. And, I mean, more time beyond that for them to care about you enough to want to give money.
Mm.
Well, but there are people there that care about us now and can't hear us. I see. I gotcha.
There's a big... So, what about the issue of the Spanish language station that it was resolved in terms of... changing their place on the dial? I mean, is that factored into the income for 08?
No. Because, I mean, the latest reports are good, but we won't believe it until we see it. The T-Mobile station that was giving you interference in
San Diego? Absolutely, Terry. It is about proven income.
Right.
Thank you. But, yeah, just was wondering, yeah. But that's an upside. I mean, to your budget.
If the interfering station has moved by the time of our fund drives, we ought to be reaching more people and getting better income.
Yeah.
Okay. As I see on my calendar, I'm meeting with Eva tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Too. These will be the issues. We had planned this meeting a week and a half ago.
And what do you think you might be able to work out on the cash flow side, Lonnie? I mean, it seems like there's a good. This cash flow forecast is based on this budget. What would you do to improve it?
Well, I think I mentioned some of those earlier, but you've got in this budget an on-air ADA infrastructure drive as part of that summer drive. If Eva feels that she can postpone some of the expenses in terms of buying the elevator over to 09, that improves cash and it improves the budget.
It just creates a problem in 09, though. You would point that out.
If this up the expense, makes it more manageable. Or if she can, you know, work out a plan to pay for the transmitter on an installment plan as opposed to cash out the door, that's helpful. That's the sort of things you can do, and commonly done, by the way. So she may say, I think there are some positions that can be reduced. And then the general manager, she's the one that's able to identify what's possible. That's why it's important to have her input.
I mean, where I'm at, I wouldn't oppose this budget in its present form, but I'd be biting my nails, and I'd feel a lot better knowing there was some kind of contingency plan to take place immediately if fundraising doesn't meet expectations.
I wouldn't oppose it either. I think we ought to get the plan on the ground, and even though we know there's some issues with it, there are going to be issues with almost every budget. And right now, the first casualty of reduced income is the inability to plan because there's uncertainty. And but I think we should hold up the whole budgeting process over uncertainty amounts that even though the problems aren't solved, I think they're soluble for Kay. Kay has some options, as I said before, in terms of dealing with even the cash flow here. So, but they have to produce those options. But I wouldn't think that. I think they're not that difficult to do. They're not. They haven't spent their reserves. They simply are about to. So they have time to deal with it on a preventive basis. So I think we should pass it with the. And then after the meeting with management, or even tomorrow, I'll be asking her to tackle the identify the concerns that we had here this evening and see what she comes up with, and then report back to you folks. I think that you can pass the budget and then finalize it next week. But I do think you need to let the KPFK budget people know that we aren't holding up the budget. That can be harmful. And I wouldn't do it unless we thought it was absolutely positively necessary to hold it up, but I don't think it's absolutely positively necessary that we hold it up. That we give it approval and ask for a plan around managing the reserve issue.
Terry?
Yeah, Terry, go ahead.
Yeah. It will help people just to point out the assumptions tab on the budget sent out. There's a lot of information there about.
Oh yeah, there's a lot there.
What was put into validating the figures in the budget?
Yeah, if you look at all that stuff, you see as much detail as the KPFA producers have. So there's an awful lot. If you look at all those tabs, must be 15 or 20 of them.
Yeah.
I think you guys may actually have more detail.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And this is good work.
Yeah, it is. So it's not. You know, it's not a fly-by-night budget.
Yeah.
And I read all this detail, by the way.
I'd like to have a little bit more time to look at it because I just haven't. I just got it in terms of the backup here. So, and you know, I still have the concern, of course, on the cash flow. So I think that if we just do the action item. I mean, I would suggest we just do the action item. We meet on the 19th, and there's plenty of time to based on your conversation with Eva tomorrow, and looking at the cash flow. I think that is, I mean, because I'm really I'm concerned about cash flow at all the stations where there's a known issue. So I would suggest that we do the motion to approve next. On the 19th, next Wednesday, which is like 6 days away.
I'll defer to Terry. Terry, what you're thinking?
Well, I think that if we defer to the 19th, we'll have one more vote to approve the budget.
Okay.
Because yeah, it's
because I think the chair's vote can only go positive after examining our budget.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because I see all the stuff here, seniority pay and all of that. I'd like to be able to look at it. Yeah, that's looks really, really good, really good. Okay, so is that kind of like the consensus, and then we can wrap everything up on the 19th, probably with the exception of PFW.
Yeah. Now,
well, one thing I will point out. Just going through that assumptions tab, Lonnie, is KPFK is forecasting a 10% increase in February in their Kaiser premiums. We're forecasting a 15% increase in our Kaiser premiums. Same Kaiser. I don't know who's right. I just know that last year it was 25%.
Wasn't 25% last year as far as I recall.
Hit us like a ton of bricks.
It's 25%, that'd be Harry Carey at the Golden Gate Bridge, I assure you. Yeah, but we need to double check the kinds of premium increase. And I think that I'll check it in the national office because that's where they're coming from. Okay? MAMC, which is where most of the people are on, that are not on Kaiser, we negotiated it down to 8.5% increase.
So okay.
Kaiser is high.
Well, MAMC, they're forecasting at 12, so you might have some savings there.
Yes, it's 8.49. That's negotiated amount for MAMC for next year beginning October 1st. So there may be some savings in that area for some folks that are, you know, on the MAMC plan. Kaiser,
which plan was that? I couldn't hear you very clearly.
The MAMC plan, which is the plan we use for the managers, we got a lot of we gave union members the option of joining the plan, and some of them opted to stay with Kaiser, which is they had been with. But Kaiser is more expensive than we have. Kaiser goes up 12-18%. That's one of the reasons we don't want to use them. We're in MAMC, which their increase for this year will be 8.5%, which is.
So is the coverage? I mean, I have a personal Kaiser, so we don't even want to talk about those costs. Is the coverage because I think Kaiser's coverage is pretty full.
Until you get sick.
No. Well, I've been sick for the last 3 years. So I won't go into detail, but I have like a gastroenterologist. I have all of these folks working for me for Kaiser, and it's worked out well for me. But people have different stories on Kaiser. So I'm just concerned that the coverage is the same because that's what also the stories that you hear, the horror stories, are better.
Let me check it, though. I'll check it just to see which number is right. Okay? And it may be that guys have a differential from city to city. If that's the case, we'll know.
I believe it is because East Coast and West Coast, I mean, in Dallas, because I came from the Dallas area, and it was like the cost, I think, where there's it's the way supposedly it works that, you know, the greater the population, actually, the lower the cost.
Yeah, that may be the difference, but 24 is pretty scary, so let's check it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we agree that we'll take up KPFK at the 19th meeting?
Right, and the others, and we should have everything except even, and maybe we might even have the gala from Pinchback. I mean, he probably can give us a, if you work with him, and also with the chair of the LSB, maybe we'll have that.
Yeah, they're meeting tonight, so they may come up.
Uh-huh. Well, I can call them because I chatted with a couple of them about their budget. Jane wasn't on the call, but it was a couple of the other LSB members.
And the 19th, we should have something to vote on from I, too, right?
For what?
From BAI?
Yeah, well, on the 19th, yeah, that would be good. So let me just kind of do a check. We're at 11:30 Eastern Daylight Time. What is the preference of the committee? Do you think we can just take up the other items on the 19th, or should we plow ahead?
I don't know about the rest of you, but I have to leave.
Okay. There was another voice. Lonnie?
Yeah, I think we're planning for a longer meeting on the 19th because the very next day, I've got to, certainly by Friday, got to put some of this stuff in the mail. I will have worked on it beforehand, obviously, if I get the numbers beforehand, and I'll start the amalgamation process.
Right.
But I think that there will be some questions by the following week, but I think I can deal with it with additions to the board packet. It just seems the way it's somebody that I think the LSB doesn't meet at W until the 24th. So.
Right. But I'm saying that we can talk. I've talked with some of the LSB members, like I said, at W about the budget. And if you talk with Pinchback, I think that they should be able to provide the gala. I mean, you said you already have the budget, the expense part.
Yeah, I did the budget months ago, and I just need to know if their plans are going to match up with the expenses we anticipate, or if they're going to be adding stuff to it that will, you know, knock the budget out of whack.
Yeah, well, maybe Pinchback will have those numbers.
Yeah.
Definitely before the 19th. And then I'll talk with the LSB to see what their position is on the budget also. I'll take that as an
answer. What is there anything? One other thing I had.
Yes, Sandra?
Yeah, this is Sandra, and I have to ask a point of personal privilege in that I need to leave this call. And,
we're gonna leave in a second ourselves. But thank you very much for hanging in, since we'd already taken care of C and we were rehashing all of the stuff all over again. So thank you very much, and good night.
All right. Good night.
Okay. It is. Anything?
I'm sorry.
Can we move to adjourn, Madam Chair?
Yes.
What about the closed session?
Well, I feel like we got some good discussion going on, a lot more clarity. That's good.
Right. I think that, can we continue that also? I mean, is that allowable? Because I think most of the questions that I believe that we've actually discussed in public session, and I think if there is something specific that any of us wanted to discuss, why don't you just send an email so that we'll know exactly what we need to discuss in executive session, closed session.
We need to discuss approval of minutes of prior closed sessions.
Number one.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So that's one. And the other is that if you, whatever the issue is, if whoever it is has an issue that we need to discuss, in addition to approving minutes of closed sessions, please send.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do we need a second on the adjournment?
No.
Okay.
Who first did it?
I think
we're adjourning by attrition.
I'll give
you
Lonnie credit for it.
Two of us left here.
Okay.